This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad,
being a dad,
being a dad.
Good morning, this is Frank Carter with iDad. Full time, full on. Thoughts, conversations, ideas, mistakes, learnings about being a dad, full-time dad, along with Miley, who is also a full-time mum. Miley goes to work, of course, she goes at 6:30 in the morning, and she's back at about 4 o'clock. And she's out at AFCO, and during that time, well, from 6:30 until dropping Esley off for school, of course, at 9 o'clock, and then back again to pick her up at 20 to 3. And it's really neat. It's really neat being a dad to Esley and partner and husband to Miley. So what do we have for our program today? Esley and Miley are currently winging their way back from Vavao in Tonga. They're on their way to Fiji, a 6-hour stopover, and they'll be back in Auckland Airport around about midnight tonight. So it's going to be a fairly late night, probably a little bit of an early nap before I go. So after the break, yes, we'll be having a look back at the last 2.5 weeks at home here, and what's been happening over in Tonga. Also after the break, Temu. Last week, our listeners, regular listeners, would have heard about being trapped in Temu. I know I'm not the only one. I know that. Talking to Nikki. And Nikki, middle daughter, she's the same. She's the same. And of course, you read about it a lot. The parcel has arrived. After the break, we find out about it. And while Miley is away, Miley and Esley away, has everything been done that I planned? Possibly not so much. And one other thing, trying to save money over with screen protectors, saving it online. After the break, find out, did it work? So we'll go for our first track from James Taylor, and then back with Miley and Esley in Tonga, winging their way back, and fascinating stuff on Flight Radar after this track from James Taylor.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane.
Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home.
Guess I'll have to go now.
Everything alright.
Back in those hard times are hard.
Oh, down in Mexico,
Mexico.
Mexico.
And a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Unmistakable, of course, James Taylor and Mexico. Yeah, I've really taken to James Taylor. It's some wonderful, wonderful stuff that he's got on YouTube. There's a particular concert that I like very much. It's at Nice, small crowd, and it's just so relaxed. And then, of course, there's Carly Simon. Carly Simon is another one. It's Martha's Vineyard. Terrific track, video. From Martha's Vineyard and Carly Simon. But there is one, you know, very peaceful. Both tracks, very, very peaceful. But there is one standout track that I can't resist. It's James Taylor and Carly Simon with Mockingbird. If you want a little bit of rocking stuff and see how these two, a few years ago, of course, but they broke up. They were an item, then they broke up. And this must have been for a brief time when they came back together, even if it was only for one track. Mockingbird. If you can pick up Mockingbird with Carly Simon and James Taylor, if you're a fan, it'd be wonderful, wonderful to watch. The energy and the enthusiasm. And still, of course, that great spark between the two of them. Okay, back to our show. Ezra and Miley, as I said, winging their word, I'm expecting that they were on the plane in Vavatua 11 o'clock this morning, Fiji Air, flying to Nandi. It's a three-hour flight. It's not very far, and a fairly slow plane. Not a large plane, a fairly slow plane, which I was quite surprised at, actually, because there are parts of Tonga and Fiji. There's been a lot of, historically, quite a lot of commerce in the old days, even, you know, in the old, you know, Waka with a sail days, there was a lot of commerce and interchange between parts of Tonga and Fiji. So it's a three-hour flight on a fairly slow plane. Then, of course, a 6-hour stay and stopover in Fiji. And back here, just a couple of hours, I think, a couple of hours between Fiji and New Zealand. So back at about midnight, just before midnight tonight. So it's going to be a fairly late night, and then an hour or so through customs. 2.5 weeks in Tonga. It's been very, very warm, as we all know. There's been no cyclone so far this year. This is normally the cyclone season, but there hasn't been any this year, not yet. But of course, we don't really know. I mean, it can happen a little bit later on. The first week of the year for the Tongan community is sort of a dedication to sort of renewal and church and stuff like that. And I recall being over there at this time of year, and the church right next to Miley's mum and dad, who passed away some time ago, 5 o'clock in the morning, this first week of the year. Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay. But yeah, it's mostly been rest and relaxation and down to the beach, eating the mangoes, the fresh mangoes, fresh pineapples, and the coconut, of course. Watermelons, yes, watermelons. Miley's brother. Our two brothers, they each have a bit of a plantation out there, just like everyone is entitled to. And so they're growing mangoes and pineapples. Not watermelons this year, I don't think. And last night there was the pig, little pig on the table. Yeah, I asked Ezra, she wasn't too upset about the fact that it was running around a couple of days beforehand. Yeah, but so it's been quite a learning thing for Ezra. She was there about 6 years ago, which is a long time. Ezra would have been four. She remembers quite a bit, and she left behind quite a few clothes apparently, and now she wants to bring them back for her little pets, her cuddly toys. But it's difficult to bring stuff back. I can't bring fresh fruit back, not on the plane. Talking to Miley yesterday, she can't bring pineapples, she can't bring mangoes because of biosecurity stuff. Frozen or on the boat, yes, but then of course it has to go through all the biosecurity stuff, which makes things quite difficult. So it's a bit of a shame. So at 60 kgs over there, not very much coming back, not very much coming back at all. But interestingly, she can bring coconuts back. And that, to me, is a surprise because of the coconuts. You would think there'd be a lot of stuff trapped in the fuzz on the coconuts. But no, I've seen people bring containers of coconuts back, and so you can bring fresh coconuts back. But there, what's it been? It's been quite different. And Sonny and Nancy, that's Sonny, that's Miley's brother and his wife, sort of fairly semi-retired, sort of, but you can't. In Tonga, of course, you keep working. There is a small seniors, like superannuation, if you like. If you haven't worked for the government, there's a small monthly super, but not enough to get by. So, they still continue. They have a little shop. There's lots of little shops over there. And we've introduced the ice blocks. They'll be starting to sell some ice blocks. And it's quite busy. So they've been relaxing, mostly, and sleeping. Very, very much like, I guess, I've been doing here. It's last time I was there, about 6 years ago, very hot. And you feel just tired, but it's because I think we're just relaxing from the time that we've had here. So they've been tired, I've been tired. It's after a very busy year. And looking ahead, I think we've got to think, what are we doing to make sure they're not so exhausted? A couple of things, of course, about being over in Tonga. Communication, the phones have not always been, until fairly recently, phones have not been brilliant. But also they are expensive. To phone is about $1.40 a minute or something. So prohibitively expensive. But of course, Messenger. And all year, or for some time, you know, I've watched Miley on Messenger and I'm thinking, oh, really? What? What? You know, why are you, you know, what is with this Messenger thing? And I've never really got a grip on it because, I just have no use for it. Most of the people I know, you know, clients and stuff like that, it just doesn't work. I'm not part of any major sort of groups that we discuss things together. Most of the people I do minutes with or meetings with, they're not on that Messenger. We do email stuff. But I finally realised some of the benefits. And before Miley and Leslie went, of course, they put Messenger onto my phone and we figured out how to use it. And not difficult. I had to keep on telling myself that hundreds of millions of people all over the world use this stuff. And I'm telling myself exactly the same as I tell other people for how to use spreadsheets and emails and stuff. If everybody else can do it, so can I. And it is just easy. Very, very easy, of course. So we've been messaging, and the videos, mostly it's been really good. Uses quite a bit of data, of course, so we've had a couple of top-ups. But there we go. It's just, for me, it's just incredible. For Islay's generation, it's just kind of like normal. Yeah, just incredible to be able to do that video thing. And then, of course, we've been playing some of the games because we had lots of data. We weren't quite sure how much data was left, so we topped up quite a lot. And then Esley and Miley finally went into Digicel to see, you know, how do we find out? Oh, we got heaps. So there's going to be a fair bit left over. So the conversation, the contact has been really, really good, being able to do that. The flight radar, as they went over, of course, I was introduced to flight radar. Well, actually, earlier last year, we were introduced to flight radar when Esley and I went on a a blue light trip flight from, you know, a short flight from the Tekofata over to Raglanet, and we were able to see where we were. So we logged into flight radar again, and of course I was able to track, it's quite fascinating, track first of all their plane from Auckland to Fiji, and then their smaller plane the following day. It was an overnight stop over there on the way. Their smaller plane, although it's not really small, I mean, it's still, I don't know, four a side, 70 or 80 people, I guess. tracking it from Fiji over to Tonga, or over to Vavao, as I said, it's, and I think, oh, 3 hours? Then you see how fast the plane's going. It's going at about 200 Ks. Very slow. Okay. And then halfway across, there's just a dotted line on the way to Vavao, and you think, whoops. And suddenly you're worried. You know, if you didn't have all this information, you wouldn't worry about it, because you know, it's, you trust, you know, not a lot of planes fall out of the sky. But watching the flight radar, I could not help but think, where is it? Where is it? Then, of course, you look over, you think, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, it's fine. So you leave it. And then after the scheduled arrival time in Vavao, you check out the Vavao airport, and there's no record of it having arrived. So because of all this extra information, you begin to worry a bit. You think, no, it's all perfectly fine. It's just, then you read the stuff at the bottom, the real small print on flight radar, which says that there are spaces, there are parts of the world where flight radar doesn't work. Okay. And you go, and you kind of like go half, but because of all this extra information, there was that worry crept in that maybe it had fallen out of the sky shortly afterwards, of course. And you go, no, it's not, nonsense, of course it hasn't fallen out of the sky. But you're waiting for the phone call. Yeah, it's really strange. And it made me kind of like ponder a little bit about all the overload of information that we get, enormous amount of information we get these days through, you know, the internet, through all the emails that people throw at us, through the all the social media. Well, no, I don't get so much of that, but it's enormous. And there's so much more of it to like worry about, because most of it's not, you know, it's pretty bad news about wars and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, obviously, they were safe. After a couple of hours, you log into the Vavao airport and the planes arrived and they've all been picked up. And, of course, the messenger hadn't been working because they had to get a new SIM card. I guess I could have overcome that by getting a card which kept in touch with them, but I didn't go that far. Note, one of the lessons is don't stress out. You know, I think, try not to stress out just because you don't know. Doesn't mean to say something bad's going to happen or has happened just because you don't know. Anyway, so I'm not expecting to be able to track them halfway across from Vavao to Fiji, but it will be neat to see the plane arrive around about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Yeah, they took off at 11, around about 2 o'clock. This afternoon, because they left at 11 o'clock this morning, just before the programme started. So there you go. Other stuff, as I said, amazing messenger, being able to play a game with Esley. She's downloaded a game and we can play this game on with each other. She's in Tonga, I'm in New Zealand. Now, I know we take this stuff for granted, and we know it's easy, but it's because I guess I don't do it very often. When I don't often communicate, well, I email people across the world, of course, but actually playing games and videoing, no, most of my emails are fairly short or business-like. So, we'll be waiting to hear all about it. We've had the pictures of the meals. We've had the pictures of the pig on the table. Had the beauty of the beautiful Vavao Bay of Vavao Island. And in some respects, Vavao is very much like Waiheke. Away some years ago, Miley and I went to Waiheke, and we were looking over the bay, and we thought, this is just like Vavao, the bay. And Vavao is a sort of a point for a lot of people who just sail around the world in their yachts, and a calling in point, beautiful island. And there are some beautiful islands around as well. What's the spectacular thing? Oh, the whale watching. The whale watching is the main attraction, I think, over there. Yeah, so a beautiful bay and a very nice coffee shop where Esley's been telling me all about her smoothies. No yogurt, so they stick ice cream in it. Well, yeah, okay, right. Okay, so that's we're going to be hearing all about our trip to Tonga and on the trip home. When we get next week, when Esley's back with us. Moving on. While they've been away, of course, a little bit of boredom, a little bit of exhaustion, not really very much concentration on anything, not much resistance. All their resistance has gone down. Your physical resistance goes down, of course, and you get sick and you get colds and flus and pneumonias and stuff like that. Well, also, of course, when your sort of mental resistance goes down, you get trapped into stuff like Temu. And I know I'm not the only one. And I did get trapped. In fact, I got trapped twice. The third, not quite. I think I got away, but I came away feeling a bit disgusted with myself. I got away with only spending $24 because I wanted to get a screensaver. And we'll get onto screen protector. We'll get onto the screen protectors in a minute. And two for $7, which was, and it's exactly the same as I bought one for 19 plus postage. And I've wrecked it, of course. So, yeah, but minimum spend for free postage is $20. Okay, so I get up to $20. And Miley has one of those coffee warmer things. You know, you plug it into your computer and I'm sure she'll find it useful. I'm sure she will, yeah. And there's a couple of other bits and pieces. So Temu, yeah, the parcel arrived, but that was only yesterday. I came away feeling a little bit disgusted. I think, ugh, so maybe I'm getting over it. I'm not sure. I hope so. But maybe I'm getting back into the mental resilience. Yeah. Mental resilience, which is also something I've been reading about. But that's another subject. And what happened with Temu? So the parcel arrived and, yeah, a couple of useful stuff. I mean, I went on to Temu originally. I needed a pastry, you know, one of those little mats that you roll out pastry on. The one we've got at the moment, or one we had, it kind of like all split. So I went on there. Oh, yeah, you know, I did a search. The best looking one, there seemed to be Temu for about $13. Great, yep, ordered it. Then, of course, you get sucked into all sorts of other stuff. So what other stuff? Oh, yeah, no, I'm thinking, no, I need some batteries for those little alert things which you can stick onto your keys and your remote control, so you always know where to find them. Those batteries are going to run. So I need some batteries. They're quite expensive in the supermarket. Yeah, okay, I'll get a pack of 10 of those. Then, of course, it takes you in and it takes you in. So the mouse pad, my mouse pad, I tried out the mouse pad. I got a new mouse pad and a little, one of those little rest things that's in front of your keyboard. Yeah, that seems to work okay. But then do I really need the pen? That it's got a stylus, great, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I've got pens with styluses. I order pens with styluses. But then I really need a pen that's got the stylus and it's a level. Well, occasionally, because sometimes I put stuff up on the wall. Then, of course, it's also a Phillips screwdriver. And it measures up to 7 centimetres. Do I really need one of those? Because whenever I need it, I won't be able to find it anyway. I got 3 of them. I don't know why. Maybe it came in packs of 3. I don't know. Don't even remember how much they cost. Do I need those sort of motivational signs? You know, the power of yet. There was one useful one. I think one useful one. It's got sort of what healthy food and what helps your body and what parts of body is good for tomatoes. I mean, what tomatoes are good for and nuts are good for. Well, I'm not sure. Covers up the fridge, I guess. But do I really need all those motivational stickers? I can't even find them. I unwrapped the Temu parcel about a couple of hours ago. I can't even find those stickers. And there's a number of, the Stellatape's going to be useful, but 10 rolls, they'd probably wear out beforehand. So I'm a bit sort of, some of the stuff would be really useful. And some of the stuff I didn't need, but I should have stopped before I got sucked into those posters and the stickers, even though, you know, they're $2 and $3 and $5 and so on. But going on to something else, of course, I ordered a couple of other stuffs online. Screen protectors. Want a screen protector for Esley's tablet? I bought one online because I thought, postage. All right, yeah, I'll get one. It's Dick Smith's. Okay, you can only buy them online. Got one. I don't know. It's a really special skill for putting on screen protectors, which I do not have at the moment. So I've ordered another one. And let's see if the second one will work. But I ordered it on Temu. Now, it was $19 on Dick Smith's. Now, on Temu, exactly the same. Two for about $8. Postage free, but of course I had to buy $20 worth of stuff. So that's where I got Miley's cup warmer. And there's probably a couple of other motivational little things I don't need anymore. Next week, we'll hear about Tonga. Next week, we'll find out if I managed to put the screen protector on. That's a really special skill. And next week, am I doing a new approach to the year? Let's see if it lasts for a week. Stuff's going to get done. Stuff is going to get done. And I'm sure it will get done just as efficiently. Maybe I'll just think a little bit more before I do stuff. I don't know. Look, thanks very much for listening. Esley will be back next week. We'll have lots of conversation, lots of news about Tonga, and lots of stuff about the school holidays, which we've just got 2 more weeks of, which will go very, very quickly. Thanks for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning. Look after yourselves. Have fun.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time.
Give them time.
Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.